This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Don't think for a second we haven't looked at the NBA trade machine already and tried to figure out where Kevin Durant could go. If you missed the breaking news, Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Nets. The Suns and the Heat are his preferred destinations, according to reports Woj just put out a couple of minutes ago. That, not shocking at all. At least 15 teams have already called the Nets asking what it would take to get Kevin
Why
Durant.
Not
By
more?
The way, what is
who
there
didn't, who didn't
How
call?
Busy?
How about who didn't call?
I would say 29 other teams should be calling the Nets saying, all right, right. What's it going to take?
Tyler says,
what
Kings,
do we need to do?
The Kings are like, we're good, everybody. We're okay. We got Keegan Murray. He's the next Kevin Durant.
We don't need him.
We're okay.
I actually like Keegan Murray, but yes, I would give him up for Kevin Durant in a second. But can you imagine Durant going to Sacramento? And again, I don't know if he has a no trade clause or not. I'm pretty sure he actually does, because most of these guys usually have it in their contract at this point.
Bill was saying he does not. Bill was saying he does not have that.
He does not.
I think Bill checked on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just me saying what's in the chat. I'm not reporting, but like, seems like it's, I would say it's at least in doubt right now on our show, whether he does or not.
Which, look, that gives the Nets at least a little bit more. I understand that they'll probably try to do what's best for him, because then that type of thing, if you just try to throw a guy under the bus and you get, you know, vindictive and say, we're going to send you wherever we want to send you, that gets back to other players and it makes it harder for you to get free agents down the road. So organizations have to think about that. But the reality of where the Nets are right now is they've got the most coveted asset in the NBA. And in less than 2 hours, NBA free agency officially opens, even though we know these guys are already talking. This is how this goes. It's going to be stagnant until this starts to shape itself out. I would actually expect a Durant trade to happen relatively soon, though, because every team's going to throw out their best offer. The Nets aren't going to sit there and wait and just expect for teams to, you know, come at it for like the next 2 weeks as to whether or not they can give them more. They know what the assets are. Here's what we got. You got a ton of competition. Somebody's going to come at them with a godfather offer, and they're going to say that's the trade we're going to make, and then that's what happens. And it starts with Durant, and then you, of course, go down the list. You got Kyrie and what happens to him. Oh, and by the way, we haven't even gotten to Ben Simmons yet, who put out the stupidest picture ever on Instagram, and that's been all over Twitter because he's on the grind and he's making this stupid face, and everybody's like, well, that's why Kevin Durant decided to ask for a trade, because he saw that face he made on Instagram. You have at least one team. Do you have a team that you look at as the best fit for him? Is that, because to me, I think there's a difference between where he could go, but what would also be what you'd like to see happen. There's two very different things here.
Right. I think, why don't we start with the two teams that he actually wants to go to, which are Phoenix and Miami. Now, Phoenix, the draft package is, I think, pretty easy to the trade package is pretty easy to understand. It's Ayton in a sign and trade, which makes up a bunch of the money. They're going to ask for Mikal Bridges. I think the Suns, this is not me with inside information, but like, if I'm the Suns, yeah, like, you don't want to trade Mikal Bridges. If you can do it without trading Mikal Bridges, that's great. But like, I would trade Mikal Bridges for Kevin Durant. Like, your chances of winning it. Chris Paul has like 1 year left. Like, I'm going to try to get Kevin Durant. Like, that's what I'm going to try to do, even if it means I have to trade Mikal Bridges. Now, if they don't want to, a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's Ayton and Crowder and Saric, who obviously make like the contracts start, you know, that's why you include that stuff, and draft capital. And like, that's enough. So you're really just getting Ayton and picks that may not be valuable. Like, that's like not great. Now, you put Bridges in, then it like really kind of puts the trade over the top. Obviously, Bridges is a super valuable player. Durant's fit in Phoenix, if that happens, I mean, like, pretty incredible spacing lineup with Booker and Durant on the wings with Paul orchestrating, and you obviously have other shooters on the roster too. You know, that fit, like, the thing about Durant is, like, he's gonna fit on any roster pretty well. So that Phoenix, that's why, like, that's been rumored. Miami, the trade package, like, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but it's like all the trade packages are like, well, I mean, you know, Duncan Robinson. I'd be like, oh, the guy who couldn't get on the court in the playoffs, that guy, that's the valuable guy. Oh, well, no, but they get Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Like, what do we think Tyler Hero is? Like, what do we think that is? It's just not like, that's supposed to be what blows me away about Miami's ability to offer stuff. And they have like younger players on good contracts. Maybe it's some of that. Maybe it's, I don't know what their draft, I think Tyler put their draft capital in our chat. I think they have a couple picks to offer that are meaningful. My joke, like in the break, was like, do you put Butler in the offer? Like, what if it's Butler, Hero, Robinson? And some people are like, put Lowry in the offer. I'm like, why? The Nets would hang up the phone. Why do they want Kyle Lowry for? Like,
what is they that? Don't want Kyle Lowry. He'd be a backup
Kyle
point guard.
$30 million. Awesome, right?
If they're if they're keeping Ben Simmons,
what's their goal?
Kyle Lowry's just
like, is their goal to win? Like, is that the Nets' goal? There's no way that's their goal. They're going to trade Kyrie Irving too, and who knows what happens with Ben Simmons? They got nobody. That every player on the roster is available to trade. Apparently, like they're trying to win.
So legitimately,
what
I
was trying to do,
What the mindset should be for the Nets is we're trading Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving and obviously Kevin Durant, and you're getting as many young players and future first round picks that you possibly can. You are stacking these. You are rivaling the Oklahoma City Thunder and Sam Presti and what they've done. And you're getting as many first round picks as you possibly can, and you're pushing them out because you're going to be bad for the next few years when you've got this roster. So you're going to have your own first round picks. Well, actually, that's not totally true because you also have some going to Houston. So scratch that, pull it back a little bit. We forget about the whole James Harden trade here. They've already lost on that. So you have to backload a lot of those first round picks though, because you want teams, whatever the teams are that you trade, like it's the Lakers and it's the Suns, let's say, you want to get their first round picks when those rosters are not maxed out anymore, right? Like when they've aged out years down the road and that's it. And then they become lottery picks and they've mortgaged their future. But you got to get as many picks as you can because you've lost a lot already in that James Harden deal anyway. Like I said, you've got over the next 5 years, it's either a pick swap with the Rockets or they own your pick alternating over the next 5 years because of the James Harden trade. Oh, and by the way, James Harden's kicking back and he's hanging out in Philadelphia right now.
But I have the Thunder up on the trade machine right now. Can we go
So we can. And it's funny because I made this joke on one of my Saturday shows. As crazy as it sounds, remember, it sounded crazy when LeBron James was going to go. The idea was floating around of LeBron going back to Cleveland. But that roster was horrible. They bottomed out, and it started with Kyrie, and they got a bunch of young players, and he went back surrounded by young players, and here we are again. By the way, it would be funny if LeBron went back a third time because they have more great young talent that's there, and he could probably go win if he went back as opposed to signing an extension with the Lakers. But if you're the Thunder right now, you got a lot of assets and you got a lot of young talent on that roster. They ain't winning anything right now, but you add Kevin Durant, you might be a playoff team next year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Can I give you a trade?
What? Yeah, I need to hear what you did here.
Kevin Durant goes to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
SGA. Holmgren.
Okay.
Jeff Green for salary purposes. And like three picks. Holmgren, SGA, Jeff Green, and picks for Durant.
I would absolutely make that trade.
Now, what are the Thunder even think about doing that? They're not going to want to trade Holmgren. Obviously, that's the whole point. He's the number two pick in the draft. But
yeah, right. You're not making that trade if you're the Thunder, because that roster you have now has a long-term future. If you're trading for Kevin Durant, okay, you get Durant, but you've lost all the talent around him, so that's just maybe a fringe playoff team. If he can stay healthy, you got to find other guys that you can bring in there. The question, too, if you're the Nets, is, okay, what are those first-round picks?
SGA and picks? That's not enough. It can't be SGA and picks.
It has to be more than that. That's why I'm if I'm the Nets and you're also putting in Chet Holmgren, yeah, I'm making that trade, but it's probably not happening.
But if you get Kevin Durant, like, whatever. I mean, but they don't want to trade Holmgren and they don't want to trade Getty. Beyond that, I'm sure they're pretty happy to trade anybody. But they don't have anything. They just have a million draft assets. Like, is that what the Nets want? Because the Nets also did something. I want to find this. They traded for Royce O'Neal like 20 minutes ago, right? Or like an hour ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Utah traded Royce O'Neal to Brooklyn for a first round pick. So the Nets traded out a pick to get Royce O'Neal. I just need some like context on that. Like, is that like to keep him? Is there like a buyout? I don't know what Royce O'Neal's contract is like. Now the Jazz are obviously like potentially a fire sale team where, you know, if Mitchell's gone and then you trade Gobert and then like Royce O'Neal gets traded, Ingles got traded last year. Like, it's easy to understand how the Jazz could bottom out. I just saw it and I go, what is this? Like, are they keeping Royce O'Neal? Cause now I'm like, okay, this is just the stupid part of me where I'm like, Ben Simmons, Royce O'Neal, and something you get back, like whatever you get from the Durant trade, like, is the goal to get win now players back? Is that the goal? And put them with Simmons? Like, I just don't know what Brooklyn's purpose is. Like, what, normally it's just it's easy. The team wants to bottom out. It's the end of the era. It's done. But they have Ben Simmons under contract. Like, and they traded for Royce O'Neal. It was like absolutely a rotation player still. So just like, what is this? Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
But how often have we talked about the Nets at this point and just said they don't, like, we don't know what they're doing. We really don't. Like, they've had these ideas. Here's the issue. You can throw a bunch of stars on a roster, but it doesn't mean it's going to work. This hasn't worked. This has been the greatest disappointment
but it's usually
in
pretty good.
Team era.
Even if it doesn't work, it's usually pretty awesome.
Well, I mean, isn't the goal winning titles? Yeah. And how many of these super teams have actually won titles? They mostly flame out. Now, this has been the extreme example. What's gone on in Brooklyn has been absolutely the worst, but it shows you.
Well, you've also got to have like a super team in this equation. I mean, who counts as a super team?
Well, you got to go.
What was like the first, like, the era of when do you think the era of the super team starts? Like, when do you think that actually happens?
Well, the original one. So everybody
tries the Lakers with Malone and Gary Payton. Is that like what it is? So.
I would go back to Ray Allen, Celtics in 08. Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett in Celtics. Now, they did win one title,
Celtics in 2008.
Goal to win more than one title. But I would
they
say
made
like,
two
with
finals and
what
a championship.
That was reasonable.
That's like a,
let me finish. Really let successful. Me finish. Yeah. I said because of where they were at that point in their career, I consider that a success. I consider Miami and LeBron a failure. They lost two times in the finals. They should have won more than that. Sorry, they should have. LeBron came in there saying they're going to win seven
titles. Skip Ashew over here. Stephen A. Ashew.
No, this is, you can't have Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron James in their prime and come away with only two titles in 4 years. You should have had more, and it should have stayed together longer. Fine. But, you know, if you start looking at this, this has been a disaster. The first round, remember, this is the first time around in Brooklyn when you had James Harden. That was a complete failure. So that's done now. You go and look at, I mean, what, like, are we going to consider, do we consider what Philadelphia's got now a super team? Does it have to be three or does it have to be two?
A combination of two-star players. Two-star players have combined for the history of the NBA. That happens all the time.
Do we, all right, like Kareem and Magic, do we consider that a super team?
You know,
Yeah. That was a whole, you know, that whole era was totally
Durant,
different.
Durant joining Curry and the Warriors? That's a super team?
Yeah, but see, here's the reason why I don't consider the Warriors like a true super team is because all that was homegrown. I know Durant was added to that, but they won before and then they won after without him. Like, the super team has to be bringing the team, bringing guys together in free agency and trades and gutting your roster. I mean, the Lakers have been a disaster with their core that they've got now. And really, I get it. They won in the bubble, and that's great. They also didn't make the playoffs the first year. They barely made the playoffs 2 years ago, and they didn't make the playoffs this year. Sorry, that's a failure. The Lakers have been a failure in the LeBron James era. They win a title. They won the title in the bubble also because they were healthy and had a three-month layoff. Anthony Davis was actually healthy. Anthony Davis has been mostly a letdown his entire time when he's been in Los Angeles. You didn't win. You didn't even make the playoffs the first time LeBron was there. There's nobody in LA that would say it's been a success since LeBron got there. It's been a complete letdown.
Is it possible your bar for super teams is too high? We just went through like five of them and they all won a championship.
Yes. If you're going out and you're gutting your roster to put together three superstars, if you're going out to gut your roster for superstars, it's more than one title. Absolutely. It should be more than one title. You're trying to build a dynasty. That's the whole point.
That's true.
Look at how far in the future you have to mortgage your franchise. The Lakers don't have picks for years. And that's just one team. Now the Nets don't have picks for years. And now they're going to get some back, obviously, in all of these trades. But the reality of it is if you gut your roster and you mortgage, let's say you expect to have your core together for 5 years. Like your goal is these three stars, we traded for them, we want them together for 5 years in their prime. If you come away with one title and then you have a bunch of draft picks that are also gone and you can't even rebuild your team for another 3 to 4 years after that because you've lost all those assets, that's a failure. That's not enough. And I guarantee you, if you gave truth serum to any one of these people in the front office of any of these organizations, they would say that was not our goal. Now, was Miami going to win seven titles with LeBron like he said at their little pep rally? No. But two titles with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and LeBron James in their prime, that's just not good enough for that team. They should have won more.
So who do you think, like fans can be a separate category? Like, do you think the Lakers front office regrets getting LeBron James and Anthony Davis? You think they regret doing that?
No, they don't regret, but they would look at this and say, this has not worked out the way that we wanted it to at all.
Sure. Hasn't met lofty expectations.
Well, that's my point.
That's fair.
That's my point is that but with like, the NBA, that's why I'm saying like with
they would do it again in a second.
You're playing with fire though. Like you would do it, but you have to realize that you can have that talent there, but you also got to make it work. Otherwise you've ruined your franchise for years. The Lakers have no future. They're going to have to they'd be better off trading everybody and getting a bunch of draft picks and just starting over from scratch as opposed to the disaster that they have right now. You start mortgaging your future down the road. If you don't have titles to show for it, like the Warriors got away with 2 years of just tanking because they won multiple titles and then they came back and won another title. That's the only way you can really get away with that. And they also had draft picks.
I think in all these situations, I think the team would do it 100 times out of 100. I don't think they regret it. And I think the amount of money that they made by being relevant for that many years, gate, fan interest, league interest, like the amount, the franchise worth, all of that was like so important to getting all the players. And in all those situations, it worked. Like made a ton of money. Like it worked. Like they didn't win as many titles as people would have liked, but it all worked. Like you would do it again immediately.
I hate it. I hate that you mentioned it money first. It's supposed to be titles. That's what we all count.
Oh, okay.
You better you bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.